good teams, other guys step up and make plays, and that's what we're expecting.
Well, something like last week when, like, I guess two or three guys went down simultaneously almost, you look around and say, oh, man, this can't be happening.
Yeah, you know, you kind of, we've been fortunate. We haven't had too many really bad injuries. So, you know, when guys start going down, you kind of hold your breath and hope it doesn't continue.
I swear, this time of year, some body part hurt on everybody. You have a part of you that's going
down. Oh, yeah, every day something hurts on me. I'm old, man, so every day I'm hurting. But, you know, that's just the way it goes. It's just the life in the NFL.
How deep is this team?
I think we're pretty deep, you know. I think we got a lot of depth and a lot of players that can play, but especially, you know, at the receiver position. But, you know, if you get a rash of injuries, you know, that can deplete you real quick.
You look at this as an opportunity.
Absolutely. I mean, they're all, you know, anytime you get a chance to get on the field, it's an opportunity. And you got to take advantage of everyone that you get.
Granted, Jacksonville, a very physical football team. Can you just talk about the challenge against this defense?
You know, I played them for about 5 years straight now. And I know Jack Del Rio and, you know, they're attacking defense and they get after you. And they're very sound fundamentally.
A little bit dangerous coming off there. A disappointing loss for that defense. Even more dangerous, you think? Or?
No, I mean, I think, you know, every week you got to treat the opponent the same, whether they win or lose or what their record is, it doesn't matter. So, you know, they're a good football team and they're very well coached.
When a team has a lot of injuries, this is when you really find out how good a team is, because when a team's healthy, you really expect them to win.
Right, yeah. I mean, that's, you know, that's life in the NFL. You know, you're going to have injuries. Everybody knows they're going to have injuries, and it's how well that you kind of adapt to those injuries and you keep playing and you keep moving forward and not really kind of become negative because of the injuries.
How deceiving is their records 2-3? But then you look at who they played, how close the games have been, and if you really dig deep, they seem to be much better than under 500.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. They got a lot of talent there. They're always well coached, and you know, you can't look at records in the NFL. You just got to worry about the team and what they do, and prepare yourself for them, and then go out and execute. And that's the bottom line. You know, is execution.
What are your memories of last year's game? I say with all due respect, but I was there. They kind of pushed you guys around pretty good.
Yeah, they beat us up really good. You know, they kind of took it to us. But I remember we had a chance to win it there or tie it up at the end and with a couple minutes left. So we just didn't get it done. But they came in here and beat us up pretty good.
You see similarities with Tampa where they try and kind of do the same thing and they're pretty physical?
Yeah, there are some similarities. You know, just really well coached guys that fly around and attack you. So in that aspect, yeah, I do.
Last week, a grinded out defensive football game. Jacksonville's defense, pass defense, has been susceptible. Expect maybe a different type of football game this week offensively?
You know, I don't know. You know, we'll have to see. You know, tune in Sunday, you know, for that one. I don't know. Can't give away the game plan.
Talk about the young guys in this locker room. You guys have this momentum. Easy to get excited for a relatively young team. Have you been impressed with the maturity they've shown so far?
Yeah, they are. I think they are. You know, and that's a tough thing for a young person, a young guy in this league, to know that it's a 16-game season. You know, what you did last week, it doesn't matter. It's what you're going to do next week. So I think that's one of the hard things for young guys and rookies to understand.
Thanks, Brent.
All right.